Yeah, that's for sure. That's how I check coax to make sure I put a connector on right. And I always check the coax between ground and the center conductor, make sure everything goes to zero. And then I know the cable's good. When I put the repeater together, I did test that cable, that new Ultraflex that I had, the new stuff that I bought. I tested that cable on both sides, and it was perfect. And then I padded an end connector, and then, of course, I didn't check the other side, but when I did the SWR, it was 1.07 for the SWR. My output-driven power was 22.7 watts, which is fine for what it's doing. And then my reflected power is 0.0986, so that's nothing.